The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. When you are at Mass on Sunday or any time, how do you pray? Do you spend time looking around and judging how others are praying? Do you say in your mind, look at that person, or look at that family, or look at that? They're not doing it right. Do you ever get upset when someone new is sitting in your seat? What causes us to turn from prayer, humility, and love of God to judgment and pride? Do you find yourself in prayer saying something like the Pharisee, I'm glad I am not like them? Or do you pray like the tax collector, Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner? The struggle with pride is something we should consider and pray about. I wrote this homily just a few days ago, and since then, I've heard a great deal of confessions. Pride is something that comes up often in our lives. It is a difficult sin to avoid. How do we understand pride as a serious sin? We will recognize it by, I think, two characteristics. One, when we begin to trust only in ourselves and stop turning to God. And two, when we begin to despise others not being good enough. Good enough Catholics, good enough Christians, good enough for God. In other words, we trust in ourselves and we begin to despise others. Those two particular characteristics will move us in the direction of pride. And when we see those, we ourselves may be suffering with the sin of pride. How will the Lord help us in this? Well, he helps us through growth in the virtue of humility. In this gospel, Jesus challenges the perception of the people and the Pharisees of the town. It's not just the Pharisees who are struggling with pride. It's all around us. The normal thought was, well, Pharisees are holy, respected. They're examples of fidelity to the law of God. And tax collectors in those days are seen as the worst of sinners. No one liked tax collectors, especially if you were Jewish. They are considered thieves because they take money and they give it to Rome. And this was seen as, in the eyes of any Jewish person of the time, as theft. It was a grave sin. This parable then would have been challenging to the Pharisees and the people of the time. Jesus points out that the Pharisees struggle with the serious sin of pride. The tax collector instead, though, chooses humility and to ask God for mercy. The Pharisee cares more about the sin of others. The tax collector is looking at his own sin and seeking to repent and receive forgiveness. And so these are two great lessons of the gospel that come from the Lord. First, when we recognize the importance of humility as a spiritual discipline in our life, then humility helps us to rely on God and to seek the will of God. Humility helps us to recognize the need to serve others and to offer love. But the second lesson is everyone needs to imitate the tax collector in this parable. Our prayers should always be directed at God and the need for his mercy. Prayer always seeks God. It seeks his help, his mercy, his will for our lives. When was the last time in your prayers you simply said, Jesus, I trust in you? Or, God, I need you. Or, Heavenly Father, you are enough for me and my life. Jesus, have mercy on me. For Jesus, that's all he needed to hear. Pope Leo says humility makes way for a true freedom that we seek, we all seek. Freedom, especially to choose God and not be so bound by the world or bound by sin. The Pope says this, in the gospel, Jesus speaks of humility in describing perfect freedom. Humility is really freedom from ourselves. It is born when the kingdom of God and its righteousness becomes our real concern, and we allow ourselves to lift our eyes and look ahead. Not down at our feet, but at what lies ahead. Heavenly Father, we pray today, let the kingdom of God, let the power of the gospel, let the proclamation that Jesus Christ is Lord be always on our minds and hearts. Help us to pray like St. Paul. Lord, you stood by me. You stood by me in my time of trouble. You stood by me in my trials. Lord, you stood by me. And that's where my strength came from. Lord, stand by us and give us strength so that we can proclaim the true God. Lord, rescue us from every evil. Lord, praise be your name forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.